Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello there, I'm Phil Sansom, and this week's question, I don't know, for some reason, it's just been driving me batty. And it comes to us from listener Satish.
How does a bat sleep the whole day by hanging on a tree while being upside down? No affect blood circulation?
Every one of our questions of the week goes on our science forum, that's nakedscientists.com/forum, and Evan from Australia responded pointing out that most bats are pretty small, so there's very little distance between the top and bottom of their bodies, especially compared to humans, making pumping the blood that little bit easier. But the next few responses on the forum quickly moved on to the topic of bat excrement, so I left to speak to bat expert Brock Fenton.
Many bats hang upside down and in this posture show no negative impacts on patterns of blood flow. But these bats look at us standing around and worry about whether our blood all rushes to our feet.
In either case, humans or bats, the circulatory system has the important job of maintaining blood pressure across the body.
If our blood pressure drops too much, we suffer an oxygen shortage, get dizzy, and pass out.
To avoid this, bats, like all mammals, have valves that prevent blood from rushing to the head. But the next challenge is to go from roosting to flying.
Bats are very small mammals that undergo many changes in body posture as they fly. Their circulatory systems are adapted to smooth out the impacts of these changes, as ours do when we run and jump and move around.
So that's a small body, a specialized circulatory system, and plus, bats also have very large hearts and lungs for their size and astonishing heart rates to power their rapid flight that go up to 20 beats per second.
But a fundamental question is, why hang upside down? For bats, the situation is complicated. While most species individuals hang upside down, some do not.
Those that do rely on a particular arrangement of tendons so that they don't have to tense their feet to hang. In fact, clenching, for them, becomes the relaxed posture, and they actually have to use a muscle to unclench. Why have they evolved like this? Brock has a possible reason.
Hanging upside down allows a bat to take flight by simply letting go, dropping, spreading its wings, and taking flight. This is much cheaper than trying to jump into the air or making a long takeoff run. Why do bats hang upside down then? I think it's because they're lazy.
Western University's Brock Fenton, taking bats to task. Next time, from animals to plants, with this question from listener Kevin.
Does water in my veggie garden in the morning mean that the water uptake will coincide with the intake of sunlight and so give my vegetables the best chance? Or is it just as good to water in the evening?
Do you know? If so, please come plant the seed of the answer on our forum. That's nakedscientists.com/forum. Or if you have a question you'd like us to answer, email chris@nakedscientists.com. Come use the web form at nakedscientists.com/question or find Naked Scientists on Twitter or Facebook. That's all. Until next time, goodbye.
Music in the program is sponsored by Epidemic Sound, perfect music for your audio and video productions.